Open your earballs. You are listening to the Unblinking Ear Podcast, the clatter that matters. My name is Paul Bruneau, your hosting curator. It's been a long time since I had a new podcast, and this was actually ready to go a couple weeks ago, but I just cannot find time to record the talk over. I assembled the tunes, wrote the notes, but due to a transition in my professional life, we will call it, I just really haven't had any free time to assemble this podcast. So yeah, these songs are 3 weeks out of date, everyone. Sorry about that. Sorry if you've moved on to more current things. But I did re-listen to this, and, you know, it was really good. So I just figured I might as well just make the podcast. Do it up. Anyway, we just heard from Golden Pelicans with It Ain't Psychedelic Until You Kill Someone. That's from their new LP called Disciples of Blood. Out on the Goner label, came out last month. Third LP from this Orlando, Florida band. I'm going to say it. Best punk rock band in the world. Golden Pelicans. You know, in the four on the floor, Ramalama punk rock sense. You know, if we're taking a sort of narrow definition. But I like how I just gave him this compliment and now I'm qualifying it. But you know what I mean. Anyway, they're fantastic. This is their first LP for Goner, and it's got a full color cover, unlike their previous LPs, which is nice to see. Part of that, Andy Human and the Reptoids with Horde. That's from a new EP called PPEP. Very mature. Came out on the Goodbye Boozy label a couple months ago. And then Human and the Reptoids hail from the Bay Area. This record is a 7-inch limited to 250 copies. Part of that, we heard from a band out of Atlanta called Death Stuff. The song we heard was called Personal Health. And health spelled H-E-L-L-T-H. So very nice, nice wordplay, guys. That's from a self-titled tape. Came out on the Monophonus Press label earlier in the year. It's their debut. They hail from Atlanta, and Monophonus Press, of course, Corey from Spray Paint's label, which is always a good sign. But yeah, very, very impressed with this Death Stuff record. They also just put out a 7-inch on Chunklet, I believe, maybe like last week or so. I haven't listened to that yet, but looking forward to hearing more from them. Prior to that, the Zetas with The Machine. That's from their new album, The Tower. Came out last month on 12XU. Second LP from this Austin band. It rips as hard as the first. I think I might actually like it more than the first one. I don't know why. Not markedly different. But I will say, sometimes the band just steps up. Finds their groove. Prior to that, a band called Otzi. It's O-T-Z-I, or Otzi. We heard a song called Drought. That's from the Gong Show 7-inch on the Long Way to Go label. Came out late last year. Debut 7-inch from this Oakland band. Available as a Name Your Price download at otzi.bandcamp.com. And it includes two bonus tracks not on the 7-inch, including that one. That one's not actually on the record. It's a bonus track. They are recording their debut LP, from my sources tell me, which means I've looked at their Facebook page. At the top of the set, we heard from Telepathic with Second Guess. That was from a split tape with Honey Radar on the Third Uncle label. Came out last month. Limited edition. I think there might be a 7-inch as well on that. I don't know. I'm getting sort of conflicting information on it. I guess I could look that up 3 weeks after I wrote these notes, but you can do that for me. Telepathic, hail from Philadelphia, feature members of Reading / Bleeding Rainbow, a band I dug for a while. All right, that's it for that set. We're going to get back into the music. Here's something from a band featuring former members of Literature. Here is Trey Wee on the Unblinking Ear podcast.
Falling off the path you gave me. see the trail off like Sunday bells. Unwanted, she loves the rain, stars in the night sky. So maybe I could be like them, drift on by. I see through a window, the curves of a shell. I settle for a walk on the pond with the unattainable. I believe in your dreams, but I'm stuck on my own. 'Cause I'm so overgrown. She loves the rain, the stars in the night sky. So maybe I could be like them, drift on by. Drift on. Drift on by. I believe in your dreams, but I'm stuck on my own. 'Cause it's so overgrown.
You're listening to the Unbleaking Ear podcast. We just heard from Cold Beat with Strawberry Moon. That's from their new album, Chaos by Invitation. New on the Crime on the Moon label. Came out last month. Third LP from this Bay Area band, which features Hannah Lou of the sadly and greatly missed Grass Widow. Sadly departed and greatly missed. I think I missed a word in that equation there. Anyway, yes, third album from them, Crime on the Moon, also Hannah Lou's label, if I'm not mistaken. Prior to that, New Pornographers with Clockwise from their new album, Whiteout Conditions, came out last month on Concord, not Matador, surprisingly. Discussing that in detail with a Becker's employee the other night. Anyway, Concord, I believe, is a sub-label they gave to Carl Newman for signing the New Pornographers. Anyway, seventh LP from New Pornographers, but no Dan Behar, which is kind of a bummer, but the record's really, really good. Mr. Newman, certainly the songwriting skills make up for it. But I do miss Dan Behar. Not even necessarily because, you know, of his... How do I put this? I really like when he writes pop songs, and Destroyer Records don't necessarily have them, so it's always nice to hear his New Pornographers contribution. So maybe the next Destroyer record will be all pop songs, and wouldn't that be lovely? Anyway, New Pornographers, been around since 2000. Their first record came out. Kind of hard to believe. Bill Clinton was still president when the New Pornographers recorded their first album. All right. Before that, Rat Columns with She Loves the Rain. That's from a new LP called Candle Power on the Upset the Rhythm label. Came out, I'm not sure when. I wrote May 5th, but I don't think that's right. Might have been March. Or, I'm sorry, April 5th, more likely. Rat Columns feature David West of Frank Xerox and Total Control, and of No Fixed Address, quite the nomad. He's from Australia, spent some time in San Francisco, and then was living in Europe, last I heard. Third LP from Rat Columns. He's also got a solo LP, which is kind of odd, because I thought this was his solo project. Prior to that, we heard from Real Estate with Stained Glass. That's from their new album, In Mind. Came out back in March on the Domino label. Fourth LP from this Brooklyn band. And that's about all I got to say. Keeping it consistent with their excellent jangle. At the top of the set, Trey Wee with Prince of Pop. That's from a new EP called Singles Going Nowhere, out on the Austin Town Hall label. Came out earlier this year. The debut, official debut from this band, featuring the ex-members of Literature. The good ones. Don't worry about that. They're right mates, these guys. They've relocated back to Austin as well. I know Literature was based in Philly for a while, but Trey Wee out of Austin. So go check them out. That is about it for this edition of the Unblinking Ear podcast. I'll remind you, you can follow me on Twitter at Unblinking Ear if you want to hear me make bad jokes and retweet things about our failing democracy, and occasionally post some things that are music related. You can also go to unblinkingearrecords.bandcamp.com. The much hyped My Teenage Stride EP, Living in the Straight World, will be up there soon, probably by next week. We'll also let you know, if you're hearing this before May 20th, that day I am DJing at Pet Rescue with the band Borzoi, Plane, and Rat House, and two other bands I don't really know, but come on down to that. And I think that's about it. I'm going to leave you here with a song from Warm Soda. They have just released their fourth and final LP. Which is called I Don't Want to Grow Up. Came out on Castleface. But don't worry, Matthew Melton has a new band called Dream Machine, whose debut LP will be out soon. Might even be out by now. Anyway, here's a song I think they recorded on a single a while back. But repurposed here. Here is Warm Soda with Tell Me in a Whisper. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and take care.